Dhritarashtra, being a demon by body, but is still playing so much high class of prayers to Krishna that even Indra was astonished. Parikshit Maharaj also astonished. How is this, being a demon, and Dhritarashtra is telling Ajat Paksha Iva Matram Khaga Tanne Jatha Vatsa Karach Dhatha Priya Tiye Vishutam Vishan Namano Dev Dhatsa Dev Dev Chate. He is telling to Indra, why you are not killing me? You have in your hand Vajra,
Thunderbolt.
Thunderbolt. Even you are not killing me? Hurry up, hurry up. But Indra could not do so. He was thought, how I can kill him? It seems that he is so high class of devotee. But he was persisting that, kill me. Because in this demon shape, body, I cannot serve my Guru, Krishna. So you should kill me. Indra used his thunderbolt to kill him. But he was so powerful, he was. Dhritarashtra, that he knocked with his gada,
club,
on the head of the elephant,
Airava.
And Airava fell down. And in the thunderbolt also went away from his hand. He told us, why you are not killing? Again take thunderbolt and be on Airava and you should try to kill. But he was not doing so. Seeing this, he began to pray Krishna. That, O Krishna, he will not kill me. I want to pray you something. Krishna told, he came in his heart and told, I want to give you some benediction for your prayers. He told that, I don't want to beg any worldly things from you. I want only that my tongue always should sing or utter Krishna name. My mind always meditate you and my body always be engaged in your service. Very high class of prayer. We have three things only, body, mind, tongue. By this we can do anything. So he was telling that, I should sing always your name, fame, glory and all, always. You know this tongue has no bone. What?
Uncontrolled. Elastic.
इसमें कोई ये नहीं है, हड्डी नहीं है, और ये लूली है, यू नो लूली है, लाइक दिस पैरालिसिस लाइक, बट ये सी सो पावरफुल, सी सो सो पावरफुल दैट सी कैन डू एनी नॉनसेंस थिंग. महाभारत युद्ध वाज फॉर The battle of Mahabharata was fought. Valli Draupadi has not controlled his tongue. He told to Duryodhan that your father was blind, you are also like blind. And that is why Mahabharata was fought. He wanted to naked Draupadi for this reason, that he has insulted me in the council of great kings and all others. So I must take revenge. So battle was won. You know, the battle of a Hallamatta, don't noise. You know, why the battle of Ramayana was fought? Why? Sita has not controlled his tongue. He abused Lakshman. When Marich came in the shape, demon Marich came in the shape of deer, and Sita called that, "O beloved Ram, please bring this deer, either killed or alive." When he went to, when he was going, he told Lakshman to save anyhow Sita. And when Ramchandra went and shooted that deer, he told loudly, in the same tone as Ram, that Lakhan, Lakshman, Lakshman, come on. Sita thought that Ram is in danger. That is why he has called me. Lakshman, Lakshman. But Lakshman, why you are not going? Lakshman told that, "I know that he cannot be in any way in any danger. He is king, he is lord of lords. So don't be worried for him." But Sita was repeatedly telling him, persistently, that go at once. He told, "If I will go, demons will come and they will take you, stole away. Oh, I know why you are not going. You are the CID of Bharat and you have come in disguise with me so that you can anyhow kill Ram and you will be my husband. But it will never be like so. I may die, but not taking anyone other than Ram as my husband." So, you are like a demon. Then Lakshman began to weep. "Don't tell. I take you as a mother, but you are telling like so. So I am going, but I am not responsible now. And don't go cross this line what I am giving." He took his bow and made a line. And if Lakshman was there, Sita was not a stolen, and thus no battle, but only due to this. So always try to control your tongue. Also we see in devotion line, the devotee don't want to control this tongue, and that is why so nonsense things come. And they abuse their guru, they don't obey their gurus, Vaishnavas and others. So many kinds of offenses are done there. So a devotee should try to first control his tongue. How it will be controlled? Only by chanting always. No time for chattering, pattering and offensive. Don't try to so much laugh to make hasi-majakya,
jokes
to anyone. Otherwise, in joking, it may be so much offense. So try to be great, always chanting, remembering. But we don't follow, and that is why all things. Be strong in mind. How he can make our mind? Whether he is going here and there, if you are remembering always Krishna and Krishna pastimes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda and his pastimes, always. No time to go slip here and there. Then mind will be so strong. No offense, no need of controlling. Then also, all the senses will be controlled if mind is controlled. And this will only be controlled only by always remembering Krishna here, Krishna pastimes here. Always praying by mind, Swarup, Rup, Sanatan, Raghunath, Nityananda Prabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by always. And thirdly, by body, always engage in Krishna service, Guru service, Vaishnava service. Otherwise, it will do something. They will quarrel with Vaishnava, they may quarrel with Guru. In India, I have seen one time that any disciple took a harsha, axe, you know, and he threw to his Gurudev. But in the night, he was sleeping opposite direction. Always he used to keep his head here, but at that very night, he took his head there and feet here. So in the midst of the lake, here that axe, and that is why he was sir, because he was pure devotee. But devotee was?
Disciple.
Disciple was not pure devotee. So Nityananda Prabhu, Anishingha Dev, saved him. So, you should engage, try to engage this body in such a way that always serving Vaishnavas. Cooking, going to Tirtha, pilgrimages, by always offering this head by doing pranam, ashtang pranam, clearing temples, abode of Gurudev, bhajan kuti of Vaishnava Gurudev, always engaging. Then, he took the control. So he is praying to Krishna that, O Krishna, ajata paksha yuma karam khada. Like a baby bird, even their pankha, wings have not come out. And his father, mother has gone to anywhere to bring something. And the baby is what doing? Chant, always. Always he is remembering. When my mother will come. Always waiting by mind, when my mother will come. But why he wants mother? That mother will bring something to eat. And secondly, he is fearing from owls. Owls. They will take and eat from crows, other birds, they want to take it. So mother, if he is coming, so fear will go and something to eat will come. So he was praying like first like that, but now he corrected. What he corrected? Like a cough. Cough? In the evening, mother has gone to graze here, there, in field. And then when mother came, cough, he was bound in any other place. He cannot go to her mother and cannot take his breast, no milk. So he was doing like what? He was shouting, dog, like corpse. And he was jumping, but he was blinded. So he cannot walk. But anyhow, the master of the cow came and he untied and he jumped off and running to his mother, her his mother. He went and took the breasts of mother and began to. So why this cow was so shouting loudly? That mother will come and give me milk. What is the difference between these two prayers? Birds taking something out of his body, anything.
Chara, date.
Date. Anything out of his body. And they gave it to their child. And fear also goes. But here cow gives her own milk. And always doing kirtan like Hare Krishna we chant. So cow is calling cow, cow, mother, 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 mother. But there is defect that though he gives milk from his body, her body, but cow is only wanting that milk. And when he the stomach is full, he gives up his mother and goes here, there, making merry. Again he, when he will be hungry, he will come again. Don't sleep. Always lie sick like this. Otherwise Maya will come and take you. Then what is the need of going with me here and there? Very carefully. When Chitrasu knew that in my prayer there is something lacking, and that lacking was he was cough was only weeping or he was sounding only for milk, and if there was milk, no need of mother. So I don't like this. So he prayed third thing. What third? Priya priyeva vishutang vishanna. If beloved has gone anywhere, then his wife always remembering him, always telling to their boys, her boys, oh, your father has gone anywhere. And he is telling the qualities of his husband, always glorifying. And also, why she is worried for her husband? When her husband will come, then he will cook, she will cook, give him very fresh and sweet water. She will serve her. So three things are here. Uttering name, always reminding, meditating him, and also serving by his body. So this third prayer is complete. Here, husband had not been told. Beloved, priya, priyeva vishutang vishanna. Not like a husband and wife, but beloved and
lover.
So he is telling, being a demon, he is telling that I must have so much love for Krishna like that chaste lady. And how she, without any reason, without any self-gain, material gain, she chanting, remembering and singing the glories of Krishna. And like always remembering him, meditating him. So this is a very important thing in Srimad Bhagavatam. We should try to take this lesson, this teaching, If you are not taking, then we are not reading Srimad Bhagavatam. This is, in Bhagavatam it has been told that this pastime of Vittasura is one of the significant thing in Srimad Bhagavatam. Prahlad Maharaj Upakhyan and this, both are very important thing. So, hearing all these things, you should all try to be like these things, like Vittasura. Then, we are coming to Krishna pastime. How Krishna, being in Golok Vrindavan, he came in the womb of Yashoda Devi and in the womb of Devaki both. Can you tell? No. Better call Swami Bolena. Can you tell?
Yes, but I have another Leela you told me to tell. You told me to tell a different one.
No, on.
But I prepared this one.
Oh, you have prepared only? Try to prepare whole Srimad Bhagavat Chaitanya Charitamrita and everything. Can you, anyone? Look to others, don't look to them. Because Yug Dharma was there first, no? What was Yug Dharma? Dwapar? To establish this. Jada jada hi dharmasya glanirbhavati bharata vittanam adharmasya tadatmanam. When all are engaged in worldly, fulfilled worldly desires, like all demons do, it can be very. Then Krishna has to come himself or to send any his incarnations to establish Atma Dharma, that is devotion of Krishna. So this was that. At that time, Duryodhan, Kansa, Jarasandha, Bhartavakra, all were in the shape of Kshatriya, all were demons like. And always engaged, stealing away the wives of any beautiful ladies, killing, always battling here, there, murdering. So Krishna has to come. Secondly, Kashyap and Aditi did very hard austerities that Krishna should come in the shape of my son. Also, Drona and Dhara, this couple, also did austerity that we can love and serve himself, God, Krishna, like my son. Drona and Dhara wanted to serve so lovely addition, and Kashyap and Aditi, they wanted that Krishna should be his son, not for love, affection and serving. That is why Krishna came in the to Devaki as a son, but she could not serve. And also Vasudeva could not serve. Same day, they took Krishna from the prison of Kansa to Gokul, and there in the from the womb of Yashoda, Krishna as a baby has taken birth. So both were mixed there. Perhaps you know this thing. And when Krishna and Baldev were coming with Thakur from Nandagaon to Mathura in the called by Kans in the Rangasala, there when they came in the border of Vrindavan and Mathura in the Brahma Harada, near Jamuna. Krishna and Baldev were sitting on the chariot and Akrur went to take bath in Brahmarada. At the same moment, Krishna Baldev, son of Jasoda, and Baldev of Arvahini, they disappeared from there and they went in praja. And from there, the son of Vasudev, Krishna and Baldev, they at once sat on the chariot and with again Akrur came and they came to Mathura. So Brajananan Shyam Sundar does not go a stay from Vrindavan. Try to listen more. Don't test your mother here and there. So always hear and let your mother hear something. If you want anything, you can go to kitchen room. Everything is there. What I was telling?
Krishna,
the son of Jasoda and the son of Rohini does not go anywhere an inch from Vrindavan. And he is always son of Jasoda. And in part the son of Vasudeva. Not in full. When he is in the womb of Devaki, he is like Narayan. And that is why he called Vasudeva. And he is always like the son of Jasodananda. Devaki Janma Bhadav in Srimad Bhagavatam, it has been told everywhere. That tell them all Mathura Vasi that he is son of Vasudeva Devaki. Let Akrur, Uddha, Narad and whole world let them say that he is the son of Devaki Vasudeva. But Jasoda, what will Jasoda tell? He is my son. All the Gopi, all the Brajavasi, all the cowherd boy, they will tell that Krishna is the son of, who are authentic? Mathura Dasi, or the persons of world are authentic more, or gopis are authentic? Gopis are authentic. They are superior than Uddha, Narad, Akrur, or Mathura Dasi. They are more superior. So what Srimati Radhika is telling, what Brajavasi are telling, it is true to all extent. And those who are telling that Krishna is son of Vasudeva Devaki, they are telling but partly true and not full true. Understand this thing? So Krishna, when Krishna was Krishna took birth in Gokul at the same time, in midnight 12, Krishna also appeared from Devaki also. Here, not as a baby, but like a 16 years old, full young son. Having so long, long hairs here, kastumari here, and golden ornaments. Some crown in his head, but nothing like a very little baby, only kya, 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 only weeping like this. So, that was birth, pastime in Gokul, not in
Mathura
prison. So, also, when Krishnadas Tangya, so when in the night Udigaja, converse. Kya hua? Kya hua? Nand ko anand hua. Aap hai Jasoda Lal. So when in the night Krishna took bath in Gokul, and simultaneously in prison as a Vasudeva, Narayan, like Narayan, having so much opulence, not as a baby, not as a boy, but like himself, God of gods. After that, Vasudev took Krishna and he went to Gokul, and when he was going there, the Krishna in Gokul, in the lap of Yashoda, he took that 400 Krishna and mixed in him. So one baby became there, and after 15 minutes, also girl was there from the womb of Yashoda. So in from Yashoda to one Krishna, and after that his sister, younger sister, Yogamaya. And that is why in Srimad Bhagavatam it has been told that when Krishna took the feet of that girl, Yogamaya, and wanted to put it on the any stone that she should die, at once this baby, this girl, went on a sky and he knocked from her leg to the Kansa head, and she, Kansa was just so astonished that this is my, she is my Aradhya Devi, Durga Devi, and she is telling that those who kill you has taken back another place. Oh, what to do? At that time Sukadev Goswami has told that the younger sister of Krishna went away in the sky from the hands of Kamsa. So who is the brother of this Yogamaya? Who took birth in Mathura in prison out there? Understand something? Who?
Gokul.
In Gokul. So Krishna is elder brother of that Yogamaya who escaped from the hands of Kamsa and went in the sky and became eight-handed Durga. And she told that don't do any nonsense thing. Your killer has taken birth in any place. Next day, in morning, all knew that, oh, Yashoda had given one very beautiful, like cloud, a sun, and they became so happy. In whole Braja, this news went like fire everywhere, and all Brajavasi taking ghee, rabdi, curd, milk, butter, they began to come there, decorated well. All the wives of gopis, gops, they also coming, and they all gathered in the courtyard of Nanda Baba Yashoda Maiya, and they began to sing this kirtan. Nanda ko ananda ho, jai kanaiya lal. Nanda ko ananda ho.
Nandaya 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 Nand
at that day. Very big utsav hua.
Festival
party. Nanda Baba gave in donation. So many chariots, so many horses, and lakhs cows decorated with gold and silver. But lakhs and lakhs cows. Then Krishna was taking birth in the house of not in prison by Devaki when he took birth. Vasudev also wanted to give some donation, but he was in prison, he couldn't. So he made up his mind that I am giving 10,000 of very beautiful cows with cuffs and decorated with gold and silver. And when he came out of prison, he fulfilled his that desire. He gave like that. And Nanda Baba, at the same day, he began to give in charity so many cows, gold and all things. What he has in his house, unke ghar mein jo kuch tha, what he has in house, he donated all things. But it was very wonderful thing that from where all used to again fulfill. He used to give everything, but again fulfilled. So they took curd, mixed some haldi,
turmeric,
and like this doing, and like this, oh, this here on cows, cops, all person, they used to make bathing by that thing, like doing. So like mud, it became the house of Yashoda Devi. All were so much happy that in these old days they had one a very beautiful son. Then all became so glad. Daily, new kinds of Mahotsav
festival
were going on. On the third day, Nanda Baba went to Mathura to pay some taxes to Kans. Before he was not going anywhere. He was actually in the renounce order. No son, nothing. And always remembering Bhagwan Narayan. But when a child came, himself Krishna came, he gave up all these things and he became so worry to how to support this boy. I must have so opulence, so much wealth, so many cows, good palatial building for this boy. So if Krishna is our son, then we can have like this thing. Oh, so much wealth, opulence, so many chariots, so many horse and cows and everything, so many gardens. But if not, then what should we do in the renounce order? Always serving, always remembering, always doing kirtan like this. So now he was worried that Kans should not do anything bad for this little boy. So I must pay him taxes so that I will be out of worry. So he went there. And what became? I will tell Putana. No one? To bolo. Bolo to what became of Putana? How she came on third day? Ajao yahan. And in very brief, we will go very rapidly.
On third day when Nanda Baba with his other coward friends went to pay the taxes, so Kansa sent a Lady Demon. She came in the shape of...
He collected all the demons. in the night and told that my Aradhya Devi, Durga Devi has told that he has taken birth anywhere, Vishnu, so he should be killed. So all of you try to discover that why I am to kill. So all going here and there, and this Putana, one of the very strongest demon, Kans took her like his sister. He called him, "Oh sister, I am so worried that a very little boy has taken birth anywhere and he will kill me. Can you save me?" "Oh, why not?" And he took a very beautiful shape of very gopi and went flying and went to where? Well,
she came to Gokul and she was going through the different houses. At last, she came to the palace of Nand Maharaj. Then Krishna was there. She went in.
One question here. Though Bhom Vrindavan, this Vrindavan also in world, but this Vrindavan, Yashoda Bhavan and all are out of Maya, Sachidananda. Vrindavan is also Sachidananda. How this demon went there? How? Demon cannot go to Vrindavan. Similarly, they should not go to Krishna Dham. It was Krishna Dham. How she went? Being a demon? Bolo.
This is called Naimittik Leela. Actually, this pastimes doesn't happen in the...
No. Because, you know, this fact?
Which fact? Question.
How this demon went to Sachidananda Vrindavan Bhumi? In Braja, in the palace of
Yoga.
Courtyard of there?
Because previously she was the sister of Bali Maharaj and she had some very bad desire towards Krishna. So because of this...
No. Yogmaya, this is the reason you are telling true. But something more, you should know all these facts. Otherwise in whole life you cannot know all these facts, hidden facts. Yogmaya always makes the pastime of Krishna new. If a man has his beloved always with her, always, both will not care for each other. And prem or affection will be old. So Yogmaya knows how to make it fresh and fresh, new and new. That is why Yogmaya calls that demon and she takes Krishna in his laps and she gives poison in Krishna's mouth. Bad job, job. Krishna's mouth. Hum isko kaate hain to ye bolta hai, nahi usko kaate hain to bolta hai. ठीक है बाबू आज नहीं जाएंगे कोई बात नहीं जाना जरूरी नहीं है जितना जरूरी है इसको खत्म करा ठीक है अच्छा हाँ ठीक देन शी गेट पॉइजन इन द माउथ ऑफ कृष्णा बट कृष्णा चॉक्ड नॉट ओनली दैट पॉइजन बट ऑल्सो हर सोल ऑल्सो and thus she was liberated and she fly in the way in the akash sky. Oh save me, my brother comes, save me. He wanted to push Krishna with the power of 10,000 elephants but she could not do. Then he up sky and calling Kansa Kansa. But Krishna told that those who comes to me I never give up. I will never give up. You cannot go out of Raj and seeing how you are going. So he took his here and he was choosing his soul also. And she fell flat there on the garden of Kansa, and Kansa garden was smashed there. She could not go and she could not tell this fact to Kansa. Kansa was worried that my sister has gone there but never returned, and whole life he never returned. After that, Krishna was telling so many roles and pastimes. Shaktasu, Trinavarta, and all were killed there. And Krishna was like a baby, not doing anything, like doing, playing with force here and there, like while sometimes taking this, sometimes this in mouth, and playing on the flower. Shaktasur came and he was turned over there and he was killed. Trinavarta also. After that, what became of Damodar Leela? Who will tell? In a brief, you should tell. Krishna became an age of 2.5. All in Braj were making merry, and Krishna was installing butter here and there, and they began to complain with Yashoda for this. And then what began?
So the elderly gopis, they were complaining to Mother Yashoda that your son is coming to our house and he's stealing makan. Krishna would
come here.
Krishna would go with Balaram and friends. They would climb up on grinding mortar in the houses of the other gopis, and Krishna would get the butter, yogurt, and he would start to eat and give to friends. The monkeys would come, he would start to feed the monkeys. And so the gopis in the homes, they would come and find Krishna and rebuke him. And Krishna being young boy, he would get...
Not young boy.
Baby.
Baby of
two and a half.
2 years.
Baby, Krishna being baby.
Quite
was
naked. Here, there.
So he's
taking butter everywhere with the, so little boys. Very naughty.
So as naughty boys do, when they don't get their way, then Krishna would fall down on the ground, pass urine. He'd run to the little babies that were there in the other houses, and he would, you know, pinch their feet.
Yeah.
And then they'd stop crying. He'd grab the calves by the tail, and they start rolling him around. So in this way, Krishna, he was bringing...
Sometimes giving hands in the mouths of dogs.
Hands in the mouth of dogs.
Yes, sometimes twirling, wrestling with very big, big bull's horns. Began to climb up on their ears. So many things.
So in this way, Krishna, he was such a naughty boy. And the residents of Vrindavan, they'd be... On one hand, they'd be in ecstasy seeing these pastimes and enjoying these different pastimes. But then they'll go to Mother Yashoda and they say, your boy Krishna, your babe Krishna, he's such a naughty boy. He comes, he's stealing the makan, he's stealing the yogurt, and he's urinating on the floor, he's making the babies cry, he's creating so much. What's wrong? So in this way,
why did they complain to Yashoda? Do you know?
What they complain? No. No, I don't know.
But the pastimes of Krishna were so pleasant that all gopis wanted that Krishna should come daily in my house and he should play here and I will test all these things. So they were seeing that Yashoda is not testing anything boyhood pastimes. So she should be called and she should also see like us these bad and sweet pastimes. So they complained not complaining, but they are telling that, oh Yashoda, your voice, how beautiful, how sweet moments, how sweet playings. You don't know, you should try to know. And that is why in the shape of complaints, that all we think that they are playing. But actually not complaining, that is why they are telling. Then?
So Mother Yashoda, she would call Krishna and say, Krishna, is this true? You're eating makan. And then Krishna would say,
tell stool and urine, these things. Try to avoid all this. Only all these beautiful pastimes.
So, Krishna, he say, Menei Makankaya. He said, Mother, I have not stolen.
I have not stolen makan.
And then Mother Yashoda says, so why is your mouth whitish? Krishna is shown blackish, and this beautiful scene with Krishna with the yogurt, the butter still smeared on his mouth, and he's saying, no, I haven't taken makan. And Mother said, but look at your mouth. So she would chastise Krishna and keep Krishna home. And then the gopis from the other place, from the other houses.
Oh, why your mouth is like so? Why? Krishna answered that a monkey came and he was taking butter from my hand. I was not breathing. And I was dragging that monkey from there, from your house. I am guarding. But that monkey came naughty and gay. But why your hands are full of butter? Oh, you don't know. My mother has given a very gold, golden and pearls necklace and what?
Bracelet.
And it is so warm. So warm. So I thought that it is burning sensation. So I said, give my hand in the
only to cool it down.
To cool it down. I'm not taken. Once a gopi caught hold him, red-handed. When he was giving hands in the pot, and a gopi who was there, standing anyhow
behind the curtain,
behind a curtain, anywhere, and she at once catch hold of Krishna. What are you doing? You are stealing curd or butter? No, Mother. What you are doing? Oh, my cup has fallen in this pot. And then, oh, where your cup? Cup cannot fall down in this little vessel. Oh, I am making you so. And he gave hands and took a marble cup from that. My father has given. I was playing with him. He fell down. So like this. Go on now. There are so many beautiful pastimes, very sweet. It will take so many days to explain all this.
So the other gopis, they would, after some time, Krishna was reprimanded by Mother Yashoda. She would keep him at home. So then the gopis, they would, because Krishna wasn't coming to their house anymore, and they're missing Krishna, then they would go to Mother Yashoda and say, where's Krishna? Why he's not coming to our house? Because Krishna, as Prabhupada explained in Krishna book, that Krishna is the synosure of everybody in Vrindavan. That even though the gopis, they have their children, but still they're pretty, their love for Krishna is even more than for their own kids. Is that right?
Yeah.
So this this Sudha Vatsalya Priti was so strong that always, even though they're complaining, but at the same time they're completely enjoying the pastimes of Krishna. So Mother Yashoda, she's thinking that why Krishna has to go and take makan and curd from other houses? Is it, do we not have good makan? Am I deficient in any way? So she was thinking, and then she says, maybe it must be because the maidservants, how they're making. So she decided that I will make myself, and then I'll be able to keep Krishna home. So she got up in the morning very early. She was making, she was boiling the milk. And then Krishna woke up, and Krishna started to cry. So she went over, and she went to breastfeed Krishna. While she was breastfeeding Krishna, meantime, then the milk, it was boiling over. So Gurudev, he explained in Australia how Mother Yashoda, she is directly doing service for Krishna. But even though she's relishing her direct service with others, she sees that the milk is boiling over and the milk will not have the opportunity to engage in service. So she goes over to... She's committing suicide in this way, by just boiling over, because milk is saying that, oh, Mother Yashoda is feeding Krishna, I will not get a chance to serve. So in this way, she goes over to take care of the milk. So then Krishna, he sees that Mother Yashoda has neglected him, and because Krishna is very naughty, then he starts to pout and get angry. So then he picks up a...
Brandy?
No, picks up a rock